Hello, good evening. One device, a world forever changed. The Grammy Award-winning opera is now home here in San Francisco, the place where it all began. Once again, good evening. My name is Jessica Bejarano, and I am delighted to share with you interesting and very cool pearls of wisdom and information about this avant-garde opera, The Revolution of Steve Jobs, by composer Mason Bates, librettist Mark Campbell, and stage designer Vita Cincun. The Revolution of Steve Jobs follows the visionary Steve Jobs, one of the most influential people in recent history. The man who miniaturized and simplified our human communication. Yet, he had so many issues with the complications of human life itself. Animated by an electroacoustic sound world and a non-linear libretto. Let me say that again. Non-linear libretto. This opera journeys through the key scenes of Steve Jobs' life and his early death. Both charismatic and cold-hearted, Steve acts as both protagonist and antagonist in a story that is also propelled by the key people in his life. It is set at a time when he must confront his own mortality and circle back on the events and people in his past that shaped and inspired him. His father, Paul, Zen Buddhist spiritual advisor, Kobun, Apple co-founder, Steve Wozniak, his relationship with Chrisanne, an early girlfriend who bore his first child and who Steve initially disowned, his quick rise and fall as a tech titan, and most importantly, his wife, Lauren, who showed him the power of love and connection. Many of us might want to change the world. Steve Jobs did. He was a devout Buddhist and a masterful marketer who decried materialism. Yet, Jobs led a binary life, magnetic and unapproachable, empathetic and cruel, meditative and restless. He helped connect us all while building a firewall around his own emotions. This avant-garde opera exists at the intersection of creativity, technology, love, communication, and ultimately, like any great opera, tragedy and death. The Revolution of Steve Jobs, composed by Mason Bates, is a Grammy-winning opera. The Santa Fe Opera produced the world premiere in July of 2017, and performances of the sold-out run were recorded live. The album was released on Pentatone label in 2018 and has been praised as an impressive achievement by Gramophone. Mason Bates is imaginatively connecting the worlds of opera, film, orchestras, and get this, he's also a DJ. His work spans major venues such as the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, where he was appointed the nation's first composer in residence. He is championed by conductors such as Ricardo Muti and Michael Tilson Thomas. His symphonic music is the first to receive widespread acceptance for its unique integration of electronic sounds. And a recent survey named Mason the second most performed living composer. Now, in regards to the music of the revolution of Steve Jobs, Mason had the following to say. I often look to exotic forms to pull new sounds out of me, particularly in an opera about a man who revolutionized communication. I think this can really be taken to its full fruition, where every character has very distinct sound rules, whether it be the inner world of Steve Jobs, which is Quicksilver acoustic guitar picking electronica, to more oceanic lyrical harmonies of Lorraine Powell Jobs, his wife, to the electroacoustic sound of Coburn, Steve Jobs' spiritual advisor. Mason wanted to create an opera that resonated with the Bay Area, and in 2000, he was witness, as were many of us, to the exponential growth of creative technology all around us. Mason was drawn to Steve Jobs as the subject for an opera because his life story was so melodramatic and made for a great opera. We have obsession, passion, betrayal, death. And Mason said, quote, opera can illuminate the interior thoughts of different characters simultaneously through the juxtaposition of individual themes. That makes it an ideal medium to explore a man who revolutionized how we communicate, end quote. There are many, many, many unique things and elements about this opera. One is that Mason incorporates into the orchestra a guitar. This instrument is the soundscape of Steve Jobs, so listen for that. Secondly, Mason, the composer himself, plays in the orchestra. So if you have a good view, take a look. He's on this side of the orchestra. Now, he plays in the orchestra to tell the story of Steve Jobs, because in order to tell the story of Steve Jobs, we need to have an electronic sound, such as the early Macintosh sound effects and so forth. It's a mix of the very old with the very new. And Mason is the one that controls all the electronic soundscapes from the pit, playing along with the orchestra. It's quite a very unique treat to have the composer performing along with the orchestra in an opera. Now, Mason approached Mark Campbell about writing the libretto because Mason thought Mark would be perfect for this opera. In an interview with Broadway World, Mark Campbell, the librettist, was asked, "How did you first meet and come to know Mason Bates?" Mark said, quote, "I heard of Mason's work for probably 5 or 6 years before I met him. I'd listened to his piece, Mothership, because I thought it was really cool that a composer would want to introduce electronic music into the classical orchestra pit. I was also fascinated that he was a DJ. He called me and said he was interested in writing an opera. He'd heard from a mutual colleague, Mark Adamo, that I'd been writing a lot of librettos, and could we talk about an opera together?" Mark said, "I said, absolutely." Then Mason mentioned the subject matter, and I went, "Oh God, no, absolutely not Steve Jobs. That's going to be so hard," end quote. Mark goes on to say, "But bless him, bless Mason, it was his idea, the perfect pairing of composer with subject. I can't imagine another composer writing an opera about Steve Jobs." Mark Campbell, in a different environment, different situation, different day, has said, quote, "Learning that Steve Jobs was a Buddhist his entire adult life led me to the Enso, the circle that is drawn in Japanese calligraphy to express enlightenment. I connected that with Jobs' habit of taking long walks and the Zen practice of pacing in a circular pattern called Kin-Hin, and began to develop a story in which Steve circles back on his life. The title actually refers less to the revolution Jobs helped create in technology, rather than the Kin-Hin of self-reflection that propels the story. The Enso also serves as a metaphor for the narrative structure of the opera, which opens and closes with the same scene. It is a young Steve being given a workbench by his father in the family garage about 45 miles away from here. The set designer for this incredible production is Vita Tsinkun. She is a gifted, multidisciplinary artist who also works in costume design, TV, film. She's a painter, she's a director, she's a designer, she does so much. The vast and diverse array of her artistic talents she brought to this production, and she marries her talents seamlessly with all the other elements of this opera, creating a no borders or separation. Vita envisions opera and her work as a set designer as a holistic creation where all the elements on stage and in the pit breathe together, creating a seamless environment and a very propelling piece of artwork. The set design, as you will see, is minimalistic. It is not visually busy. Similar to the iPhone, there are not a multitude of buttons, levers, push or pull of this or that. It's visual simplicity, yet of infinite possibilities. I read a recent statement from Vita that artistically captures her description of this production. Quote, "Designing scenery for this world premiere that was first shared with audiences in 2017 at Santa Fe Opera has been an exercise in envisioning what a 21st century opera looks like, especially about a tech giant. The answer to that, non-surprisingly, was a world that was created in tight collaboration with humans, in which one can't quite tell the boundaries between scenery, lighting, video, direction, or choreography. The set dances throughout the evening while being tracked in real time for video projections using BlackTrax technology, pulsating with hundreds of LED lights, all in a lockstep with the electronic score that Mason has brilliantly composed, sometimes letting Steve control the movements and sometimes controlling Steve movements. It's all one unified mode of expression. It's a creative dream come true," end quote. Now, it is very important to Vita that this opera is not run by automation. It is not run by automation. The set designs are actually run by human beings on stage known as stage operators. These stage operators have worked incredibly hard to learn how to and when to seamlessly move the monoliths in what is ultimately a beautiful choreographed dance, a very precise dance. That is why, at the very end of the opera, notice that the operators are going to be the first ones that come out to take a bow, because their work is absolutely unique and incredibly, incredibly impressive. A fine place to start. The opera opens up in the Steve Jobs family garage in Los Altos. It is 1965. Paul Jobs presents Steve with a workbench as a birthday present. He tells young Steve, as he gives him this workbench, "This is a fine place to start." The sound clip I'm about to play for you is the transition from young Steve Jobs in his family garage with his father to moving forward to an era where now Steve Jobs is an adult. Listen to the high energy, the pulsation, the complex rhythms as we transition from one era to the next. Now, please know, I'm gonna share three different samples, audio samples with you. And these audio excerpts are from the 2017 performances at Santa Fe Opera, recorded by Pentatone, with the Santa Fe Opera, conducted by Michael Christie, provided courtesy of Santa Fe Opera, Pentatone, and Naxos America. Please play audio sample number one. Thank you. Now, like I mentioned before, it's a non-linear libretto, right? So we keep circling back to his young, young age, young when he was a kid, back to his adulthood, back to when he was young, and so forth. So we keep moving in a circular motion with his story. Now, after that sample, we are led to the year 2007. We are now at the convention center here in San Francisco, and Steve Jobs delivers a public launch of his company's new product, One Device, that will revolutionize technology. And Steve says at the convention center, this is what he says, quote, "Thanks for coming, thanks for being here. But when I'm done, you will thank me for being witness to history. And now is a fine place to start. But before we do, can I ask you all to turn off your phones? And when you hear what I say, you'll want to throw your old junk away. Never trust a computer you can't lift. But now, today, I say, never trust one you can't fit into your pocket." End quote. In this next audio sample, Steve sings, "Only one device does it all. In one hand, all you need. Communication, entertainment, information, illumination, connections, interactions, navigation, communication, inspiration, comprehension, not to mention communication." Audio sample number two, please.
"Only one device does it all. In one hand, all you need. One device does it all. In one hand, all you need.
One device.
Communication,
does it all.
Entertainment,
in one hand.
Information,
all you need.
Illumination,
one
connections.
Device.
Interaction, navigation, communication, inspiration, comprehension, not to mention communication. One device does it all. In one hand."
Thank you. One of the final audio clips I want to play for you is gorgeous, oceanic aria sung by Lorraine Jobs, Steve's wife. Steve returns home after a walk to find Lorraine waiting for him. She confronts Steve and gets him to accept his illness, his mortality. Lorraine says, quote, Humans are messy, awkward, and cluttered. Look at us closely. Open your cases. You'll only find chaos. Wires all jumbled, circuits not working, wrong parts, broken drives. Sadness, illness, despair, disease, madness, misery. See, humans have failings, and there isn't one button that switches us on and switches us off. We're never easy. You know you have an awful disease. You can't keep ignoring it. You need to face the truth, face the facts, and that will start by accepting that you're human and that you may need some help. You're not alone in this, Steve. Immediately after this, she sings one of the most beautiful things ever. She sings, "I still believe in our marriage, but I can't stand by and watch you fall apart. You know I love you, but I can't be with you unless you are willing to change." Lorene's aria, sample 3, please. We now fast forward to 2011, Stanford University Chapel, where an enlightened Steve Jobs is now in ghost form. He is nitpicking at the design of his own memorial service. And even here, as he bears witness to his own funeral, he has strong opinions and protest from the attendees to the type of flowers to the placement of his photo. And Coburn, his spiritual advisor, tells him, "Simplify life." Steve then says, "Death is the single best invention of life." Lorene is left alone to contemplate that Steve was, quote, "a visionary yet cruel. He was both a brilliant man and a freak." Steve will be lionized and demonized. No one can deny his influence on the world. Left alone on stage, Lorene sings a final aria in which she begs the audience to stop looking at their phones all the time, saying, "It's not what Steve would have wanted. He'd say, please buy them, but don't spend your life on them." I'm going to conclude my talk with a very cool and profound statement from our librettist, Mark Campbell. Mark said, "One thing I'm very proud of in starting with the workbench is it tells parents that when you have a kid, your job is to identify what is beautiful and possibly brilliant in them, whatever they seem to like, and encourage it as much as possible. Who knows if there's another Steve Jobs out there who will change our lives." Thank you for your time and your attention. I do want to let you know, if you don't already, that this opera is an hour and 44 minutes long without an intermission. So please do visit the restroom if you need to before the start of the opera. Don't forget to turn off your phones. And once again, my name is Jessica Bejarano. Thank you so much and enjoy the opera.